Okay, it's confession time. Do you shop at department stores? Go in, maybe buy a few things to try on at home. What the hey? The return policies have gotten really liberal. Maybe splurge on that gown for a wedding. It's way too expensive, but hey, you can bring it back. They'll just resell it, right? Well, the store may be fine, but if the salespeople work on commission, they will lose the money on that sale. Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and Saks all deduct commissions after returns up to 6 months after the sale. And according to the National Retail Federation, returns are up 53% in the last 5 years, and that's been tough on salespeople. Michelle Zarella was a personal stylist at one of those upscale stores. And Michelle, do I understand you left because sometimes you'd owe the store money?
Yeah, you know, I love what I did. I loved working with my clients and helping style them, but it just got really difficult. Some of the returns that I would get dinged with when they'd get back, oftentimes I'd start the week in negative sales. And also with the store traffic, there's just, you know, so many more options out there with other stores and the internet. It became difficult.
So explain how it works, because you do have a, I'm doing air quotes, salary from the store.
Correct. Yeah, you do have a base salary that you have to work against for your commissions.
So, for instance, you might make $10 or $15 an hour. Let's say you work 35 hours a week. So there's a rough base of $300-something dollars. And you make sales up to that. But if you start making sales over that, then you have sort of bonuses.
Exactly. So you really would set yourself a goal as a salesperson. I need to sell X amount this week to at least cover my base.
Right. And so conversely, if you don't make enough sales to cover that base, you don't even get the base. And if people start returning the things that you thought were adding up, you start, what? You're in the negative.
You're in the negative, yes. Yeah, until you can build yourself back up and sort of basically climb yourself out of a hole.
Give me a sense of what you might sell and then what might come back.
I think I saw more of it when we had sort of our sales, you know, our big, you know, 70% off or 50% off sales. People, I think, saw, well, you know, I think I like this outfit. I'll buy a couple of them because I do have a wedding to come to. Typically about a week or 2 weeks later, you'd see those items come back.
Yeah, maybe after the wedding. The New York Times took a look at this. There's a young woman at Macy's, and she gets a bottle of perfume that was bought weeks earlier, almost used up. And it's still going to count against her sales for that week. Another person in a luggage department at another store talks about knowing that when people, they come in, they announce they're going to go on a trip, they will be back in a week after that trip returning the luggage.
Yeah. You know, where I worked, it wasn't as liberal as that. It was a luxury retailer where we were pretty stringent on that. We had a very short window of like 30 days to return. But oftentimes it happens.
Well, let's talk about what might be going on here. The Times quotes researchers for Stella Service, that's a customer research firm, and they say it's because of online shopping, that people who have been buying online have been conditioned to, first of all, they can return it whenever they want, and they don't think of there being a salesperson.
I definitely think the internet is, and online sales is hugely impacting the industry. I think it is changing the dynamics of how people shop.
Macy's went to a 6-month return policy, then it eliminated any time limit. You still can't, you know, dock from a worker's pay after 6 months, I believe. But what's that like to have an expectation you're going to be making a certain amount and then the returns come in and you don't?
It's really a challenge. Personally, I used to get a lot of satisfaction. I felt like I served a great need for my any customer or client that I had. And then when something would return, you know, not only do you feel like, you know, I'm not making the money that I wanted to be making, you also feel a little bit of like a failure. Like, how did I fail that customer?
When, in fact, that customer bought five of the same things.
Sure.
To go try them on.
Yeah, you know, I think it's people just don't understand how that actually impacts a financial basis, the person who's actually in front of you selling this merchandise to you.
What's it called when you are realizing that you're not even not going to go above your base, but you're below? What's that called?
Arrears.
So do you, in effect, have to pay the store back?
It comes out of the next paycheck.
Why don't salespeople tell people this?
Yeah, that's a hard conversation to have with a customer.
Right. Well, we just had it. Hopefully, hopefully we'll get the word out. Now, you've left sales. Was it because of this?
I went into it because it's something, a field I really was passionate about. I love interacting with customers, and I love being in the fashion industry, but it was just difficult. I just, you know, at the end of the day, I just really wasn't able to make the money that I wanted to make. So,
yeah.
You know, it's such a shame. I mean, not only the money, but it's also the time. I mean, as someone who actually really loves doing this kind of work, you spend a lot of time, 2, 3, 4 hours, styling people head to toe. And then to have, you know, a week or two later, all that stuff come back. it's a challenge.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Would it help if things were changed? Some consumer groups and unions want to amend the return policies. For instance, Bloomingdale's was pressured to reduce the return window from 180 to 150 days and then to 120. So you might not find out for 3 months that you're going to lose money from a sale.
Yeah. You know, I think it's going to have to change. I think the whole model of the way sales works, especially in brick and mortar stores, is going to have to definitely change. I don't know if there'll ever be a day, I mean, hopefully there will be, that salespeople won't get dinged for those returns. There's got to be a better way, I think.
Michelle Zarella, former retail salesperson, talking about the return policy and its repercussion on salespeople. Michelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.